This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And I'm having a bit of a chuckle to myself because as I'm recording this, my mic stand seems to have given up the ghost. So I am heading closer and closer to the floor as I'm trying to record this, but we seem to have it sorted. So welcome onto the podcast. It's good to have you with us. And today we touch base once again as we head back to Denver, Colorado with Tim Hohler to find out what he's done to improve his Ironman bike performance. And we'll dig into that in just a moment. And speaking of bikes and wheels, this edition of the podcast is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost, they are UCI approved and quality wise right up there with some of the best race wheels in the world. And the even better news is it's they come at a fraction of the price, so you can pick up a set of world class race wheels at half the price you would paying for the big name brands and get all the performance. As I said, they have been UCI tested. They come with a worldwide lifetime warranty, a free shipping worldwide as well, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Definitely go check them out. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. thekonaedge.com/wheels, and you can get 10% off your order if you use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout. The link is below this podcast as well. You can click straight through there and make sure that you check out their train and race package as well, where if you buy yourself a set of their elemental race wheels, they'll throw in any one of their Vortex wheels at 50% off the advertised price. So you can get yourself two sets of wheels at a massive, massive discount. So you can have carbon training wheels and you can have carbon race wheels. Best of both worlds. You don't need to be changing brake pads and all those sort of things. You can literally train on the one set, come race day, bring out the big guns, and you are good to go. That URL, once again, thekonaedge.com/wheels, and the coupon code is KonaEdge. Let's chat some biking as we head back to Colorado now. Tim Hohler joins us. Tim, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me back.
Tim, out of the three disciplines, the swim, the bike, and the run, where would you rate your bike? Strongest, weakest, in the middle?
Unfortunately, I'd say the weakest. It's the one I work at. I really try to work hard at it, but it's always been my Achilles heel for a while, but I still push as hard as I can. So
in saying that, with it being the weakest, it is the longest from a discipline length point of view, which is pretty cool because that's where you can still get a lot of gains. I'm sure you still feel like there's lots of improvement to be made there.
There is, there is. I mean, and the one thing about, we were talking, earlier about kind of the history of sport and growing up and stuff. And, all kids like grew up having a bike, right? Especially when I was growing up, they all did. So, they get that, riding the bike and stuff. Now, like, as you get into triathlon, you kind of hone in on those skills that you had when you were a kid, but now you're just adding speed, you're adding aerodynamics, you're adding power, you're adding all these things. And, it takes time to figure that out. It's not something that just, in my case, it's not something that happens overnight. So you really have to make sure that you have, all the pieces of the puzzle in the place to make sure you have a really good bike ride and to feel good and to feel powerful.
You make such an important point there, Tim. And my wife, I've spoken about on the podcast before, is training for her first Ironman. She's doing her first one next April. It's funny for someone like you who grew up swimming, I think you take a lot of things for granted in the water. I was one of those kids who grew up on a bicycle. I wasn't racing, but I literally, from the time the sun came up till the time the sun went down, I was on my BMX. We were ramping and we were jumping up and down pavements. So from a skills perspective, I'm really comfortable with handling a bike and I don't even think about it. But for someone like my wife who didn't have that, she struggles. And it's amazing just from a, not necessarily from a physical point of view, but just from a mental stressing about, oh, what happens if I take my hands off the handlebars? Those sort of skills you have to have. And like you say, the only way to get them is by riding your bike.
Yeah, you have to just put in the time. And with time, yeah, that's a great story about your wife. When you put in the time, I mean, with anything, right? But especially the bike, when you put in the time, the comfort level is going to go higher. The confidence is going to get higher. And with all these tools, with power meters and such, and heart rate and all these things, right? I mean, they definitely have this, they definitely have their place in helping that person get to be a better biker, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as over your triathlon career, and you've done a whole bunch of them, as we've spoken about before, what are some of the things that you've done to really improve your bike performance over time and get faster on the bike?
Well, one of the things that I'd recommend, and you know, I don't know how many people do this, but is to get a proper bike fit. I mean, it sounds very basic, but the more you're comfortable on your bike, a couple things are going to happen. One, the more you're going to want to ride it, because I've known a ton of people over the years, Brad, who have bought bikes and they sit there, whether they race or not, and they sit there because, oh, I got it, but I just never felt good on it, right? I mean, it's kind of like clothing, right? Like sometimes we all pick a piece of clothing out of the closet that we like, that it's comfortable, that fits. We don't wear something that doesn't fit. Same thing with biking, right? That's kind of how I look at it. So I would get, you know, make sure you're comfortable on your bike and get that proper bike fit, because it's also going to help you not only become comfortable and want to ride it, but it's going to most likely result in you producing the right amount of power for your body type and your flexibility, because that's what that bike fitter is going to do. He's going to maximize everything that you have available in terms of your body and the bike that you have for your tool to make sure that you can go the fastest possible and the most aero possible. And when you have a professional look at that, it's really great than just kind of winging it like I did years ago and thinking, oh, okay, maybe this will work and the seat high is good and I got the 5-degree bend in my knee and this will work. But when you got a professional looking at it, it's worth the money because you don't have to see him all the time, but it's going to give you a good foundation.
Yeah, that's such a great analogy about the clothes, Tim. I've never actually thought of it that way, and you're so right. But is it something that you revisit a few times? I mean, once you've got it done, is it a set and forget, or do you keep going back to that professional and getting them to take a look?
I think once a year, it's a very good idea to do that. In our case, we, on our team, we've had Trek, which has been an amazing bike sponsor, an amazing bike for me for many years. But over the years, we've had different bike sponsors. So in my position, when we've got different bikes, it's a different setup. So I'd have to have somebody look at me. But last few years on the Trek Speeds concept, I've pretty much dialed it in. Every once in a while, I'll go to a fitter over here in Denver and have him just kind of take a look at me. But in terms of my body flexibility, none of that's really changed. So I know where I'm at, but I think it's good to just have a once over. You know, things might've changed, right? Flexibility might've changed a little bit for somebody. So it's good to have a professional revisit that once a year, at least.
Absolutely. As far as favorite bike workouts go, what do you love doing on the bike?
Well, I love to climb, definitely love to climb. But in terms of specific workouts, I'll throw out one that's one of my favorites to do if you're traveling, because I think for a lot of people that are out there that maybe are find themselves on a spin bike or something that they don't know what to do. They have an hour. But one of my favorites I learned down the road is that you just, this is like an hour, you do a 10-minute warm up and then you go 4 minutes steady, 4 minutes hard, and then 4 minutes very hard, and then 4 minutes easy. And you do that 3 times. And that'll get you pretty close to 50 some minutes. You do a warm down and you're done. And the reason why I throw that one out is because I think a lot of people can relate to, hey, I got an hour. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I don't want to bore you with like long distance workout stuff, but I think that's the most relatable to a lot of people out there. Like, what can I do in an hour, but that'll still get me pumping and working hard? And that's all perceived exertion. So you don't need any tools. You don't need a heart rate monitor. You know, what's your perceived exertion? So that's kind of one of my favorites.
I love that. Well, Tim, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the podcast, and that is it for myself today. Thank you very much to Tim as well, and a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you by Wheelsize. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost, click on the link below this podcast or head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels and make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's KONAEDGE at checkout, and the URL once again is thekonaedge.com/wheels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.